Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we are praying through Philippians chapter 1, verse 25 in the New Living Translation. It says this, "Knowing this, I am convinced that I will remain alive so I can continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that that we can have joy in our faith. I love that Paul uses the word joy throughout the book of Philippians, constantly rejoice, joy, 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 joy. And Lord, I pray for those today who maybe have lost the joy of their faith. Maybe their relationship with you has gone stale. Maybe it's dry. Maybe it's maybe someone's mad at you for things not turning out the way they wanted them to, and they have cut themselves off from you because they're just angry. Maybe sin. We've maybe cherished a pet sin over and over and over again, and we've become convinced that we'll never be set free and that we're unworthy of being loved by you. Or maybe it's that we have been so hurt by this world or so hurt by somebody else that we just can't see our way out of the day because of the hurt. It's just so thick and we're crawling our way through it, but we can't seem to even see the light. And maybe some of us blame you for that. And maybe we're just bored. Maybe we just we started our relationship with you with joy and with vigor and with excitement, and now it just seems mundane, or it seems like a burden, or we just feel like the sanctification journey is just too long and too much and too hard and too. So I pray that you would ignite our hearts today, that we would return to our first love, and that we would do the things that we began to do at first as people who are in love with our Lord. Return to us the joy of our salvation. Renew that right spirit within us, as David prayed after he repented and after he had done so many things that ruined his relationship with you, and he finally came back. He asked for renewal. He asked for cleanness, and I pray for renewal and cleanness in the people listening today. Lord, if we have been in that doldrums of faith, I pray that you would lift us up beyond the doldrums of faith to the exciting journey that it is to follow you. Renew our perspective of what it means to follow you. Renew our hearts. Renew our vision for the future. And Lord, if maybe it's some of us have, we know that like maybe 3 years ago, there was something we were supposed to obey and we didn't. Maybe we just need to go back to that place and repent for that and begin to do the things you tell us to do right now, because there is so much joy. Talk about joy. We get joy when we obey. So Lord, help us to listen to your voice today, to hear from you, to hear your direction, to hear your directives, and joyfully, even though it might be scary, to obey. Help us to step out into faith. Maybe some of us have just been like, I want to live safe for the rest of my life. I want to live my Christian life on the couch. I just want to have things my way. I want to be lazy, or I just want to have things easy. I've lived my life long enough. I'm giving up, and I just want to float and coast for the rest of my life. Well, Lord, forgive us for that. We don't want to be couch Christians. We want to be Christ followers who continue to be invigorated by your Holy Spirit and to go out into this world in the excitement and the joy and the fear of going forward and taking steps and leaps of faith. Help us to trust you today. Help us to believe that you are a rewarder of those who seek you. Help us to step out into the unknown, not with trepidation, but with anticipation. We need you, Lord Jesus. We just need you. That's all there is to it. We just totally need you. And when we have you, that's when our relationship with you is vibrant. When we turn our backs on you, or when we think we have it all under control, or we take the wheel and we put you in the backseat of our lives, that's when things go out of control. That's when faith goes into the doldrums. Forgive us for trying to orchestrate our relationship with you. Forgive us for trying to dictate what we think you should do in our midst. Help us to allow you to be wildly creative instead of us demanding that you adhere to what we ask. That's what a tyrant does, Lord. That's not what a friend does. Help us to be your friend today. Help us to be a friend of you, to hear your voice, to revel in the fact that you love us, and to just soak up relationship with you. Forgive us for turning our backs. Forgive us for having hard hearts. Forgive us for holding on to bitterness and unforgiveness. Forgive us for trying to run everything in our own strength. And today we just want to be brand new. Would you heal us and make us brand new? Would you give us a new perspective? Would you give us a new way of looking at our relationship with you? Would you return the excitement just as Paul had, so that we could have the joy of our faith today? I pray all this in the beautiful name of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer. God is listening. He is here today, and He will absolutely do something brand new in your heart in this moment. Trust Him for that.